Popcorn World.
So you can get this groove in a bag of a can. Put the bacon around the world with the holes in your hand. Popcorn World. 250 flavors gonna make you smile. 250 flavors gonna make you smile. 250 flavors gonna make you smile.
That's that popcorn make you smile.
Man, I wish I could get back to fishing on the weekends, back like I did back in the day when I was a wee lad. But I can't, man. The time is... Okay, let me just be honest. I can't find the right stuff. I don't know the right baits to go get for Texas. But I'm glad our new sponsor, Monster Bass, is the fun and affordable way to get the best new baits from the fishing industry's top brands delivered to my doorstep each month. Premium subscription fishing company that handpicks the best baits based on where I live and where you live and fish. No more guessing on which baits are going to work. Just leave it to the pros at Monsters Bass. They know what to do. Basically, it's like having your own personal fishing guide. It's changing the way bass fishermen shop for baits. They're quickly becoming the number one fishing brand of anglers everywhere. They got the best baits from the best brands, and you're covered by the industry's best customer service. So, if you want to catch a bigger bass this season, head on over to monstersbass.com and use the code ACC10 to get $10 off your first box. That's monstersbass.com. Use the code ACC10 to get $10 off your first box. Sign up for Monsters Bass now. Tell them your boy Lloyd Spence sent you. Man, I'm so tired of this. This is Lloyd, your boy, Mr. Noise, and I can't find my sunglasses. You know what it is? It's probably because I don't like my sunglasses. And it's time to make my outdoor experience better with Canaan. Because Canaan sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. They're made with Japanese optics that make their lenses clearer, lighter, stronger. And, man, I love the Italian handcrafted frames that are impossible to scratch. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to use the exclusive code KANENCAST15. That's KAENONCAST15 at Canaan.com to receive my 15% off discount on my first pair. And you can do the same thing. Just go to Canaan.com and use the code KAENONCAST15 at Canaan.com and get a 15% off on your first pair. That's KANENCAST15. Canaan. Man, it's clearly better. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you. Hey, everybody. It's Lloyd Spence, and I am excited about where we are headed as we're getting closer and closer to the NBA playoffs. And, man, you can tell things are heating up. So now I got to get in position. I got to get you in position to get you over to betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your, wait for it, 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So get on over there to betonline.ag, betonline.ag, your online sports book experts. Come on, man. Tell them the Noisemaker sent you. You're now listening to the lead in the ACC with Heisman Trophy winner and Florida State legend, Mr. Charlie Ward, Wave 3 TV, and Furniture Hall of Famer, Kendrick Haskins. and Mr. Talking Noise himself, and of course, Mama Noise, Lloyd Smith. And now, it's time for Believe in the ACC. I can always tell by that new smooth sound we got that it's time for us to do this show again. It's your man, Lloyd Spence. It's Kendrick Haskins. And that dude down there is our one and only Heisman Trophy winner, Mr. Charlie Ward. It's good to be here with the brothers. How y'all feeling tonight?
I'm doing well.
You sound melancholy, Charlie. What's going on? Is that jet lag?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've gone from a few places to a few places.
You've been listening. When your last name is Ward and your first name is Charlie, people want to see you, man.
You've been globetrotting, bro.
You've been giving it on the road, bro.
I'm back in the NBA. These meetings back to back, playing games back to back.
Oh man, yeah. You probably get some serious flashback going on right now in your life.
Now the only difference is you have to walk through airports and you have to wait on planes.
He's back to living like the rest of us peasants.
I was going to say, for those of y'all who didn't catch that, that was one of our famous Charlie Ward humble flexes. We need a Charlie Ward humble flex drop. I'm going to work on that. We need a Charlie Ward humble flex drop.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, right. We understand what it is, Charlie. We get it.
We get it.
That's the way they travel in the NBA.
That's how they travel, bro. I get it. And so who among us has not humbly flexed that reality that you don't have to walk through airports? I've never done that. just FYI, I don't know what that life is either. So, you know. Man, it's good to see you guys again, and we are back for the second half of our draft. This is the defense. We all know defense wins championships, so it's time to pick some defense. Are we keeping the order? That's the real question that we have to start this thing off.
I think the Heisman winner always has to be the
number one. Heisman winner always has to go first. I'm for that. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. So – tonight, we'll pick defensive line. That's a guard or a tackle. That's a defensive end, a linebacker, a cornerback, and, of course, a safety. And like always, on the Believe in the ACC Fantasy Draft rules, we pick the man we really want or we really think is going to be the star of this draft, and then also the sleeper on the backside of this round. So, without further ado, Mr. Charlie Ward, you are up for this round of defensive line, guard or tackle. You can take any combination that you like.
There's no guard or tackle. Well, I'm going to go with a gentleman who won a national championship.
Okay.
His name is Christian Barrymore.
Well, listen, that was a pretty obvious choice, Charlie Ward. I'm not going to hold you up here.
We'll go out on a limb and say all three of us have him on our list.
He's definitely on my draft, although I did not have any hopes of being able to pick him whatsoever. He was on my board. You know what's funny? When you get into the tape, look how old we are. When you get into the video of these guys, he is so far and away the best player that is a defensive lineman in his draft. Like, it's him. And then you can put pretty much everybody else in the same. They might be good. Everybody's a project except for him. He's the only, to me, plug-and-play guy. Everybody else is like, okay, he's probably going to be on the depth chart, but not necessarily, you know, you can start them day one. Even though some projections have some of these guys starting day one, I don't think so.
Yeah, the interior lineman on defense in this draft is not as deep. It's probably the most shallow. I'm not going to say weakest, the most shallow
Of the, all the categories, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. But having said that, I think I may have a sleeper or a couple of guys that might be good. So, okay, Kendrick, who are you going with on this one?
Well, I also picked Christian Barrymore.
Okay.
But I also picked one of Charlie's guys, Marvin Wilson.
Marvin Wilson.
Okay. I actually have a few Florida State guys on my list, to be honest.
Do you? Okay. Florida State showing up big on the list. All right. What was it about him that you liked?
He can get after. He clogs up the middle a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think he can defend the run pretty well. And, you know, I mean, somebody who can clog up the middle, I mean, and they can stop the run. I mean, you can almost build a defense just around that. And yeah, I think he can do – I think he does a good job of just plugging up the holes, stopping the run.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But this year he was – this year he didn't play as well. I mean, I kind of noticed a couple things about him this year. He wanted to play hard, but he didn't want to play hard because he didn't want to get hurt. He was double teamed a lot, just because I guess there was no one to take the pressure off him. But you could tell he just wasn't himself this year.
You think that's why he dropped down, you think, on the box?
Probably, because he didn't have a good year.
Well, let me ask you this question, Charlie, because you bring up an interesting point that I had not considered. Where do you think that was a lot of people's problem this year? Do you think there were a lot of guys that looked up in the stands and didn't see the fans and didn't get the same feel, college football feel that they had previously and were like, listen, I just got to make the draft day?
Well, there are some opted out.
They did. They absolutely did.
Early on.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of these guys who didn't finish the season, you know, I'm sure they've gotten to work, gotten better since that time. And pre-draft camp, I mean, you know, the draft, not draft, what is it? On campus.
Pro days.
The pro days, you know. They went to give the best shot. So you may see some of these guys who probably didn't have stellar years continue to progress because they just weren't – they didn't want to get hurt and they weren't giving their all. So, and I know Marvin, he played hard in spurts, but I'm sure it got to a point where human nature kicked in. We're not making to the playoffs.
We're not going
right.
You know, that kind of deal. And there's no need for me to keep risking, you know, what I came back for. And so
I remembered him in that game when Louisville played at Florida State 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he caused all kind of problems in the middle for Louisville and getting pressure up the middle all game long.
Okay. All right. Well, I know the obvious choice based on most draft boards is to go Levi Onwuzike.
However, that's another reason why I went with Christian Barrymore. I can say his name.
Well, yes, I'm talking over here. Which is one of the reasons why I did not go with him. I'm like, I can't even pronounce it. But that wasn't the only reason, because I didn't pick him for a reason. The reason I did pick the other guy. So my surefire guy, I think I'm going to go with Davion Nixon from Iowa. I really like him. He makes decent plays, and I like his strength. I like his size, 6'3", 300 pounds, and I like his strength. He seems to play with a physicality that I really like. So now, that's my surefire guy. But my sleeper, who dare I say may end up being the best player in this draft.
In the whole draft.
Well, the best player among this group, I'll say that.
Okay.
and I can't pronounce his name either. But Tommy Togiagi, I think is his name, T-O-G-I-A-I, from Ohio State. I really, really dig him. He actually made some plays that I was very surprised with. And when you look at him on tape, and you compare him to Levi, in my opinion, I know Levi has the upside that everybody's liking so much. But to me, Tommy, And this is where it gets interesting for me, and I think this is where Charlie will appreciate. When you start getting into the experience side of this draft, I think there is something to be said for it being for this year being prevalent. Like, Tommy is a guy who's he's not fast at all. He's like a 4.9, so he's not fast, but he doesn't have to be. I mean, listen. You just got to be able to run from one side of the line to the other. So just, you know, whatever. But
for a lineman ain't too bad though.
Yeah. But everything else about him is good. He's disruptive in the three technique. He's got great pass rush skill. He's quick and he's super tough. So I really think there's something about him that is interesting. And I think the evaluation of some of these guys is probably because we weren't able to get to a lot of their games like you normally would. And I think had we seen him more, Ohio State more, they got such a late start. I think if you had seen him more right from the start, I think he'd be rated higher. So Tommy Togiagi, I think is his last name.
I think that's going to be the case for a lot of the Big Ten guys. It's like you really don't know how to judge them because they've started so late.
And I think that's what's happening. I agree 100%. I think that's what's happening with those guys. You don't know what to think of them because they didn't play as many games. So, but I like the kid a lot. I like him a lot. So that's my guy. So, Kendrick, who are you going with on your sleeper?
But Marvin Wilson was my sleeper.
Marvin is just, okay, so those are your two.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so Charlie, who are you going with?
So Marvin Wilson was your sleeper and your first pick?
Well, my first pick was Christian Barrymore, but you picked him, and so I didn't have a
backup. Oh, so you're not switching out? You're not going to go a different route?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, you got to move that dude up.
I'm going to skip it.
Let's go back to Skip. The kids are trying to slip one past me.
The email says you're surefire and you're sleeper.
Right.
I can't help it that we had the same surefire.
Yeah, but like any draft, Kendrick, once your surefire is gone, you got to pick somebody
else. Pick somebody else.
Yeah. Kendrick knows the rules.
Look here, man. Y'all leave me alone. I've had a long day. I've been in the snow. Give me. Oh, God.
I got some options for you.
J. Tufelli from USC.
Oh, you going CSC? That's a
6'2", 305.
That's a good one as well. And I'm gonna tell you,
you just picked him because he has a good size.
He's got great size, and I'm always partial to Samoan linemen.
Oh,
you are partial to Samoan linemen.
There you go.
You have a Samoan bias for sure. For sure. All right, Charlie, who are you going with?
Well, you know, there are a couple guys that I know. One is Darius Stills, who has a twin brother as well, I think. I don't know his name, but they're both good football players. But the guy that I'm going to go with, just because he has a great name and he's a very good football player as well.
Okay.
And I'm a New Edition fan. Bobby, I've seen the guy play. He's very good. As you talk about, you know, clogging up the middle and all that kind of stuff, he's one of those guys. But just the name alone, I don't know if that's Bobby Brown's son or who it is. But I'm a New Edition fan and. I just went with Bobby Brown to say, I think he'd be a great sleeper. He's a big guy.
Listen, if he's in love, why do you feel this way, Charlie? I don't know.
I'd love to see Charlie saying Mr. Telephone Man.
I would pay massive dollars to the Charlie Ward Foundation just for that moment. let me just say this. I watched Bobby Brown's film, and you're right. If clogging up the middle is a skill, then he is very good. I mean, because he does that. I didn't see anything else in the film that just stood out to me. But if you want somebody who can just hold the line while everybody else makes plays, Bobby Brown III is your guy.
Yeah, because these linebackers I'm getting ready to choose can run sideline to sideline.
There you go.
Can I give you one more sleeper on the defensive line?
Absolutely, because I was going to do the same thing. Go ahead.
Guy out of Kentucky, Quentin Bohannon.
Ah.
That guy can play.
Can he play?
Oh, yeah, he can play.
Okay. All right. What round are you thinking on that one?
He might be fourth.
Really?
Third, fourth round.
Right. Okay. I'm going to give you one that I didn't bring up either. Peyton Turner. I like Peyton Turner. I think Peyton Turner is another one of those ones where we haven't seen him enough. And that's why you don't know what he's capable of. But, man, the kid can play. The kid can play. So that's another one of my sleepers. All right. As we head to my favorite position, defensive end. All right. Charlie Ward, who are you going with, as if we didn't know?
Well, I'm going to change it up on you guys.
What?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I was looking at, since we're an ACC show, I was thinking about, you know, one of the defensive ends from either UM or Pitt.
Okay.
Which, you know, they had disruptive defensive ends.
They did.
But the guy I'm going to go with is Ronnie Perkins.
From Oklahoma. Okay.
Who is a disruptor of all disruptors.
He is a massive human being. Or at least he looks like he is. You know, he looks like he is.
He's well put together.
Yes. Ronnie made my list. I just crossed him off. 6'3", 253 pounds from Oklahoma. Okay. All right, cool. That's a good pick. Who you going with, Kendrick Haskins?
Well, since it opened up for me, I'm gonna have to go with Paye out of Michigan. but can I do my sleeper now? Or you want me to wait?
I have two sleepers. Listen, we're having so much fun. Go ahead and double down.
I don't even think they're sleepers. They were just a little bit further down on the board, but it's both Miami defensive ends.
So you're going with both of them?
Yeah, Phillips and Rousseau. I mean, okay.
Because I wouldn't go over any of them, so that's fine by me.
I mean, they wreak havoc, man.
They do. They do.
And they got speed. And so I had both of them on there. Because I wasn't expecting Charlie to veer left.
Huh?
Which one opted out?
Huh?
Which defensive end opted out?
Opted out of the draft?
No, opted out of the season.
I want to say it was Rousseau.
Rousseau too. I'm pretty sure it was Rousseau.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well give me your sleeper now too, Charlie, since Kendrick already has.
My sleeper would be Josh Kando.
Okay. From Florida State.
I'm going with the homer, baby.
You going with the home team, okay?
Guy's like 6'8", and he's good for something. I mean, he's a very good athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was injured a little bit this year, but this year he came on. I thought, you know, towards the end of the year. And he's not bad. I mean, the guy's big, and he has a great bend, but he can rush the passer. Has long arms, so in the run game, he should be effective. And so, I'm going to, as my sleeper, my man Joshua Kando.
All right. Well, he definitely got the size.
Yes,
I mean 6'6", like almost 270. He's a massive human being.
And he doesn't look 270.
No, he doesn't look 270. He's kind of a shapely dude. I mean, he's in shape. He's not a out of shape dude. So, all right. So for me, I went a different route. My guy is Jason Owe. From Penn State. I just like his motor. And you can't coach 4-3-6.
No.
So the dude at 6'5", 252, and running a 4.36 is going to be scary. So I got him on the end, and saying a few prayers that in the second round he falls in our lap. But that's just a personal New York Giants thing that I'm praying for. And then my sleeper is I'm going to pull I think I'm pulling a Charlie Ward here. And I'm going with this one's interesting because they had him listed in two different spots. And some people see him as a linebacker, but I think at Oklahoma he played defensive end. Joseph Osei.
Right. Yeah, I thought he played more on the line too.
Yeah, he played more on the line, but I think they're projecting him as both. But I wouldn't be opposed to taking him as a defensive end because I think he's got pretty good skill off the line as well. So I took him on the defensive end side from Oklahoma. Oklahoma, where the wind comes beating down the plate. See what I did there?
You just did that out loud.
I'm not afraid, Kendrick. I'm not afraid.
Sing right. Your show tunes, baby.
Sing my show tunes from time to time, every now and then. All right. As we head toward linebackers.
Inside linebackers?
Any linebacker.
Why can't they be inside?
Well, because I didn't pick outside the inside. Okay, I'll tell you what. To make it fair, based on what you just said, we can pick three. How about that?
Okay.
Is that fair? That way you get a little bit of everything. So there you go. Because I can pick three.
I just hope no one gets my guys, but which I don't think there's enough guys on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's actually some really good linebacker choices.
Yeah. Yeah. There are.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the first choice, I'm first, right?
You are first, sir.
Well, I'm going to go with a guy by the name of Michael Parsons.
Yeah.
To no one.
Right.
The man is good.
4.39.
Whatever measurements you want to give, he's that dude.
He is that dude. Michael Parsons.
Yeah.
Look like he's about to wreak havoc on the league for many years to come. Do you think he'll go in the first round?
I think he will.
You think somebody will take a chance on the first round?
What did Jalen, what's the kid that went to the Cowboys?
Suggs. Jalen Suggs? No, not Jalen Suggs.
No, Jalen Suggs.
I'm thinking. You know what I'm talking about. It's your team, the Cowboys. Jalen
hurt. Yeah, he got hurt, though. He fell all the way down to, I think he went in the fourth round.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, Notre Dame.
But he would have been the first round pick if he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would have been.
Is that who he reminds you of?
This kid is very similar.
Mike is gonna be something, man. I listen. That's speed alone.
I pray he's not in the NFC East.
That's the prayer. That is the prayer. Unless he's on your team,
right?
Because he's gonna be scary. He is going to be scary. He just to give you an idea, they have him ranked 9th overall.
Right. Yeah. I think he goes first round, late first round.
I think he's gonna be mid to late. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Kendrick, who are you going with in your first pick?
I'm going with another Kentucky boy, Jamin Davis.
That's not a bad pick. Jamin is very under the radar, which is weird to say.
Yeah, because he kind of could go as my sleeper at the same time.
Yes.
He's under the radar because he played at Kentucky. People sleep on Kentucky. And Kentucky only won 5 games last year. But Kentucky's defense has been good the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, you know who he reminds you of? Danny.
Who you think?
He reminds you of Danny. He's got the same motor Danny Trevathan had.
Yeah, he's not quite Danny Trevathan. He's not Danny. But he's good. He runs a 4.47.
That's what I'm saying. He's got that motor. He's got that. I can go. I'll go get you. So I like Jamin. Okay, that's a good thing. Well, listen, since nobody wanted to do it, I'll go ahead and do it. I'm taking Jamin. Xavier College, yes. Let me tell you something. I ain't 100% sure Xavier College ain't the best linebacker in this draft.
He's good.
Yeah. I am so impressed by him. One of the things I love about him, super smart, super disciplined, rarely going to be out of the space. And reads the zone extremely well. So you can play him on, you can get him, and he'll drop back well in pass coverage. He comes up on the run good. I'm a fan. And I can't believe I'm about to say this, but you know who really needs Zaven is the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Y'all need him bad. Like,
they need anybody who can play defense.
But y'all definitely need that person who, because see, he's a bigger, faster, better Sean Lee. Because he's intelligent. Sean Lee's one of the smartest football players that I've seen play. He just stays hurt all the time.
He's just always hurt.
Huh?
Charlie's still playing?
He's still there.
It depends on who you ask, Charlie. Like, if he's
still on the roster. How about
he's still on the roster, but he gets hurt all the time. But when he's healthy, which is rare, he's so smart. He's always in on the play. He's always in the right read. But that's the problem. He's just never.
He plays reckless. He's going to hurt himself.
Right.
He looks himself in the mirror and says, "I'm going to hurt myself today."
Well, but he's trying to make up for what he lacks in. Sean ain't the most athletic dude, but he's one of the smarter football players I've seen. So I think he tries to make up for with effort, and which is what usually gets him hurt. But Zaven has all of that. So Zaven's my can't miss. Now I'm a little shocked that my other guy's still here. And so I'm really excited about this, that I get to pick this guy. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
Come on, man. You knew that was my guy.
I didn't know, but I'm glad I knew that. Listen.
You knew that.
I like that kid.
During the season.
I did know that. Maybe that's why I was so familiar with the name.
Yes.
That kid is amazing, and again, I like Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame players because they're really smart. So I think he's one of those really smart guys as well. So I'm a big fan of his. So those are my two. As we head back the other way, Kendrick, who is your second pick?
My second pick. I like Chaz Surratt from Carolina.
Ooh,
I like him. I feel like you can move him around a little bit. You know, he's listed as an inside linebacker, but I think you can move him around a little bit.
Did not have the year you thought he was going to have.
No, he didn't. I think that's why he kind of slipped and kind of went under the radar.
I agree.
But I think he can be versatile enough. I think he can make a difference on the team.
I agree. I think he's a solid second, maybe third round pick.
But I think I'm thinking third because of the year you had.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Charlie, since I've taken Jeremiah, which way are you going now?
Well, I'm going to go with a winner.
Okay.
Who's won, who fought back, who came back his senior year after an injury because he wanted to prove himself. And he wanted to win a national championship, and he did. And that guy is Dylan Moses.
Okay. All right.
Dylan Moses is a very good football player as well.
Yeah.
Solid pick there.
I've known him since he was coming out of high school in the All-Star game, the unarmed All-Star game. He was there when I was there. And, I mean, the kids – he's a solid kid. I mean, he knows how to play the game. He plays with great speed. He's smart. He's the key to their defense, I thought, this year. Him coming back definitely made a big, big difference in their defense.
I would absolutely agree with that. Absolutely.
He's all over the field.
Yeah. If he wasn't there, I mean, they would have still been good, but he definitely made a difference. Just his experience alone. And him sitting out and watching from the sideline a whole year, you know, I think helped him as well. So I'm going to go with Dylan Moses, and why not put winners on your team, man?
By the way,
right. I'm with you on it.
By the way, we're not just going to gloss over the fact that you said I've known him since he was high school. I will have the Charlie Ward Humble Flex button ready by Monday. I can
but it's true.
I didn't say it wasn't. Charlie, that's what makes it a Humble Flex. It's always true. It's always true with you.
I'm just saying, man. I mean,
I've known him since he was in high school. Mom, Ruth, Dad, Buster. I mean, what are you doing right now? All right. Go ahead, Kendrick. What are you taking to this one?
we already did it. We're on to the next position.
No, remember we took three. We said we're going to take three.
I was taking three. Okay. Yeah, well,
Charlie would like us to take three on this one.
Okay. Give me KJ Britt from Auburn.
KJ Britt. Oh, wow. I forgot about him.
He's grindy.
You snuck that one in on me. I forgot about KJ Britt.
He's just a guy that's all over the field.
All over the field.
And he's not even that fast. He only runs a 4.76.
Yeah,
he's always in the right position. But he's always in the right spot, though. And I think he's faster than that. I just think he ran a bad 40.
Yeah, another smart player. I don't know why they run the 40 that way. It feels like that's just ridiculous. Like,
it's just a stat.
I get it. I'm torn, I'll be honest with you, because my last two on my list, both are true sleepers, but one of them isn't. One of them is Azeez Ojulari at Georgia.
You could have picked him, Charlie.
You could have picked him. You had the opportunity.
I was going to pick him.
Why didn't you?
After when my turn came around.
Your turn just went around.
You just had your turn. That was your third turn.
When my next turn was coming, he was going to be my guy. But I go find somebody else. There's someone else on the list that's just as good.
Well, listen.
Watching.
Who else were you gonna pick if you couldn't pick Azeez?
Joseph Asai.
Joseph at linebacker is a good pick.
Texas.
Yeah, he's a good pick.
He's another wrecker.
Yeah.
Backfield, plays the run well. I mean, he's an outside linebacker, but defensive end, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I thought he was a very good football player.
I agree. The other one that I just want, this we'll make this a collective pick here. Watch out for Jabril Cox.
I almost picked him.
Cox is one that when you watch the tape, way more athletic than you think that he is, way better eye for the ball, kind of a ball hawk. He's the kind of kid that if you already have a solid defense and you bring him in depth, to play in the nickel, play in the dime, you're going to be surprised at what you get. You're going to be really, really surprised at what you get. So I really like Jabril Cox. So, all right, now, this is the one that's probably the most difficult, and we might have to go three rounds with this as well, because cornerback is just ridiculously.
It's definitely the deepest.
Oh, my God. There's so many different directions you can go here. So, do we even need to talk about what your first pick is, Charlie? I mean, it's kind of obvious. If you don't go this route, I'm gonna tell your wife to quickly take you off this vegan diet and get you a steak.
What? Why do you have to go there?
Because something is wrong with you. You may need protein of a different kind. If you don't make the right pick here, let's see which way you go.
I have protein. They just came from a plant. my first pick, as we can tell, my theme is I want winners.
You want winners.
Yeah. And this,
I know you, there goes my pick.
This gentleman played on a winning football team. And he's one of the staples of that defense as well. And he is an NFL groomed player from birth.
Yeah.
This is Patrick Surtain, the second.
The second, yes, yes. Can I ask a question to both of you? Is he the best cover corner we've seen in the draft in the last 5 years? Because when you watch his tape,
I love the kid.
Scary.
I've been dreaming about him in a Cowboys uniform for a year now.
I can imagine. I can imagine. No, listen.
He has great length.
He is without question.
He's so long for a corner.
You know what's funny? But what's funny about that is he's really just 6'2", but it seemed like he's like 6'4", 6'5".
He's all arms and legs. Go-go gadget arms. And he uses his length. I think it's one of those things where he knows how to use his length. Because it does seem like he's bigger than he is. But even 6'2 at corner, I mean, that's a big corner.
Big dude. Here's what's funny about him to me. He runs a 4.4 and it looks like he's running in slow motion. But the guy that he's covering, he can't get away. Now I understand why Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle were so good. Because if you're somehow beating him in practice, then you're probably a pretty decent NFL receiver.
You probably have a future.
You probably have a future. Because the kid is like glue. So so the 1A of this is pretty obvious. Do we even have to guess who the 1B is? Or is it pretty obvious who 1B is?
I think it's pretty obvious I'm going with J.C. Horn.
J.C. Horn. Another. I like him as well. I would say the pick of those two is going to be preference. What do you want? Like,
and what your scheme is.
What your scheme is. If you are a man-to-man team, it's a no-brainer to me. But if you need your corner roaming a little bit, then JC's probably as good as, you know, it doesn't matter to you at that point. Did that matter? But both of those are amazing players. So I immediately took those two off the table because I knew I was not going to get those at all. And I went to the bluegrass state.
Uh-oh.
I'm going with Kelvin Joseph.
You know what?
I like him.
I'm in and out with him.
I know. I can see why. I can see why. When you watch the tape.
He makes plays, but he gets burned a lot.
He does. He does. but I don't know if that was all his fault. That's the thing that's going to be interesting to see. Was that all his fault or was it not? But when you look at – I also got to look at size. And I'm going to tell you, my number two pick, I love him, but he scares me. Because 5'10 is just not great to me. But he plays well. So you got to take him. That's Asante Samuel.
He'll be a good slot corner.
Yeah.
And see, you took my pick because I was going to Asante Samuel.
Yeah. I was going to Asante Samuel. You got to love his speed. So that 4.38, you can't coach that. And I think his cover skills are good. But you can't coach height either way. And so I wonder if the 5'10 shows up against the bigger guys.
It's 5'10. I mean, that's almost average height for a corner, though.
It is. I just, it's going to depend on where he goes and what the scheme he's in. Would you want him on the island by himself the whole game?
But he's not going to play. He won't be a corner.
It's very few corners that they put on an island all day like that.
That's true.
I mean, even with that, he's. I don't think he would be a that type of corner. He may, but in the NFL, they do a lot of matching up, and so you know they do their best to match up guys with like size, quickness. So he would probably be, like I say, a good slot corner. Someone you know, one of the receivers that are his size, quickness, being able to cover those guys. So, you know, there's a place for smaller guys, smaller corners. And in the NFL, they do a lot of man-to-man matching up. not very little zone, but they do play some zone.
Yeah.
You know, just he'll find a place at his size.
Well, listen, you guys have to sell me. I'm convinced.
It was your pick.
I'm good. I think I agree with you. Who are you going with there, Mr. Haskins?
I will go with your guy. I'll stay in the ACC and go with Caleb Farley.
That was the one for me that I was a little like,
I think I got a feeling he's going to be a better pro.
Okay.
Got good size. I mean, let's say he was talking about size. I mean, he's 6'1".
Yeah, 6'1".
I think he's going to be a pretty good pro.
I just didn't love him. I just didn't love him. But, you know, I mean,
it's hard for me to love anybody outside of the guy I've been wanting to play for the Cowboys.
Right. You got your eyes completely fixated on one person, so I got you.
All right. I get mad every time Mel Kiper says he's Dallas is going to trade out of that position.
Yeah, I think that's smoke and mirrors. I don't think Dallas is going to trade out of the position.
I don't think they would.
I don't think so either. Charlie, who are you going with?
Man, so many good options here. You got
You can't go wrong, really.
The Georgia, like all their corners.
Okay.
You got Florida, Marco Wilson. So I'm just gonna choose one. And I'm gonna go with Eric Stokes.
Eric Stokes from Georgia. Yes. Solid. That's a solid selection. 6'1", 194 pounds.
He's a good corner.
Runs an unbelievable 4.29.
I didn't know it was that fast, but
I know he can cover.
A little bit. And then again, when I'm talking about choosing a player, I want him to come from a great system.
Yeah.
A winning culture. And Georgia, every year, they have great corners. They have great safeties. I'm sorry, they have a great defense since Kirby's been there anyway. So that's another – you know, guy that you can add to your team, or I can add to my team, and know that I'm getting good product.
I cannot argue with anything you have said here today, sir. That sounds like solid logic to me. As we close out the defensive side of this draft with safeties.
I'll give one more shout out for the corners, though.
Absolutely.
Greg Newsom from Northwestern.
He's six foot
and runs a 4.38 40.
He does. Fields
all kind of problems when they play.
He does. Where I fell out of love with him for me was the tackling. I was not impressed with his tackling. His covering is fantastic.
Right.
But at some point you're not gonna be able you gotta tackle somebody.
He can bring somebody down. Deion tackled every fourth or fifth game.
that's very true. But having said that, he's projected. They got him projected 27th overall, which means somebody sees him going in the first round. If not first round,
double man. He's that big. He's got good size, and he's fast. I mean,
he does. I just when you watch the tape, man. I don't love him. And it's all about that. When you're drafting, you know this. You gotta love the dude, and you gotta believe that he fits in what you're trying to do. And so. That depends on where you pick him. That also matters, too. Where you pick him, too, matters. Yeah, I agree. So there you go. All right, we had the safety. This was a tricky one for me because I wasn't sure. Some of these guys, I don't know. I was like, eh.
I ain't going to lie. One of them I picked just because I loved his name.
Oh, my God. Okay, I can't wait to hear that one. Let's see if Charlie goes with the homer on this one.
Well, I'm going to switch it up on you. Switch it.
Okay.
I'm going with a AC. Since we're ACC, I want to give them some love and a shout out.
Okay.
At some point outside of me being a homer, Florida State. I'm going to go with He has a race car name. Damar Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin. Okay.
Pittsburgh. He was a again, his defense was solid.
Yeah.
The defense they played was solid, the team. And he was one of the catalysts on the back ends of running whatever defense they ran. And he made plays from that position. I know he killed us last year here at Florida State. And I remember that game vividly. But I like his game. And I think it transfers to the NFL style of play. And so I'm going with Damar Hamlin.
The best part of Damar Hamlin's game is that he's always playing the ball. He's not concerned. He is concerned about the man. He's more concerned about the ball, and which is not a bad trait for a safety, because you know that's your last line of defense. So you saying, okay, do you know where the ball is? And he seems to always know where the ball is. So that's a solid pick, Charlie. I'm okay with that. You left the door wide open for Kendrick now.
That's fine. I mean,
I'm going a different direction.
Really?
Yeah, right. I left the door open for you.
If you're going the way I think you're going, then yes.
You don't know where I'm going. Because I got two that I don't think you.
You don't think I know where you're going.
I'm going with Jamar Johnson from IU.
That's where I thought you was going, because you've been up there watching Jamar Johnson all season long. I think Jamar Johnson was either going to be your guy or your sleeper.
He's my guy.
Because you've seen him. So you can tell us a little more about him. I couldn't tell from the film if that was somebody I wanted to mess with or not. But you tell me, I put him on my list, but I didn't know if that was somebody I really wanted to rock with. But what do you think?
I think he's a little undersized. He's going to have to put on a little bit of weight.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's a playmaker. He's all over the field. He played in a good system. Indiana's defense was good, has been good since Coach got there. And I just like him. I just like the dude, man. Sometimes you just look at a guy, you just watch him play. It's not even that he has to necessarily make every play. I like to see that they're in the picture.
Yeah.
Wherever the ball is, if they're in the picture, they don't always have to be making the play. But he seems like you always see him flashing across the screen.
There you go. Jamar is on my list. Matter of fact, Jamar and Damar are both on my list as my 5 and 6. So you guys, we're all on the same page here. Well, then I have to take the most obvious choice here out of TCU, Trayvon Moehrig. I mean, he's rated not only rated the number one at the position, but 17th overall. So
I love that kid. I just wanted to go a different direction.
I think that's a good, solid pick. My sleeper is probably not a sleeper, though, because I think he's going to be a really, really good safety in the NFL, and that's Javon Holland. I'm a fan of Javon Holland. I think he's a really smart kid. And, man, he seems like he's a ball hawk. Like, he's another one of those that knows where the ball is and is like a magnet to it. So I really like Javon Holland. And he's been chilling for a year, so he's probably rested and ready to go play some ball. All right. Kenny, who are you going with on yours?
Now, this is the one I don't think he's going to be that much of a sleeper. I think he's going to be really good, but I love his name. Staying in the ACC.
Okay.
Trill Williams. If Houston doesn't draft Trill Williams, something's wrong. Bud B would be a happy man if they draft Trill Williams.
The marketing alone should make the Texans draft Trill Williams.
Which of course means they won't.
Which means they absolutely they will absolutely not be drafting Trill Williams.
But he can play, though. I mean, he can play. He'd probably be probably one of the best secondary players they've had in a while. So I like Trill Williams.
Yeah. Real good against the run, too. Real.
Yeah, you can bring him up. Yeah, you can bring him up to the line.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, you close us out. Who are you going with? I have a feeling I know, because something tells me the Florida State in you is not going to let you not pick this guy, but we'll see.
Well, you know, yeah, I was thinking about that, but there are some other names on here.
There are.
Like this guy, Divine Diablo from Virginia.
Like him.
Okay.
Yep. He's really, really solid.
That doesn't sound like your pick, though.
No. Paris Ford is another solid pick.
Yes.
A solid player.
Okay.
That's your pick?
No.
No. It's coming down to these two guys, and I don't want to always feel like a homer.
Charlie, we understand. You got a whole Heisman from the school that you're trying to,
and you want a chip. Right.
I like Hamster. I like Nazarene, whatever his name. I think it's, we call him Nazi, but I like him. But he was hurt all year, so we don't know how he's going to respond. You know, coming out of the draft, which I think, you know, the year prior, I mean, he was a tackling machine and he, you know, playing really, really well. And then he got hurt at the end of the year. And this year he didn't really come back. I mean, he came back for a couple games or so, but he wasn't himself. So I'm going to go with Richard LeCount.
Really?
LeCounte.
Oh, wow.
Why am I going with Richard LeCounte? The reason I am going with him is because his defense was very, very good.
Okay.
And he has great coaching. So I know what I'm definitely getting from this player, and he's a winner.
And Loki, I think you like saying LeCounte.
And he does. Yeah. It's not even low key.
That's not even low key. It's actually solidly on key. It's not even.
I see who's up here, and I haven't seen him that much. I want to see what you guys think. It's Richie Grant from UCF. I haven't seen that much of him.
I saw the film today. It was okay. It was okay. I wasn't turned off by it, but I wasn't overly impressed with it. I'll tell you who was my other sleeper that we didn't pick was Andre Sisco. I really liked his tape. He looked really good. And I think
it makes you wonder how Syracuse was that bad.
It really does. It really does.
But actually, they weren't that bad defensively. You think about the
game. They were okay defensively, right?
The game today lost. It wasn't really, I mean, they didn't give up that many points. I'm sorry. Some of the games that they lost, like Notre Dame, North Carolina, they gave up some points late, I think, but they didn't give up a whole bunch of points, I should say. So their defense kind of kept them in games. The offense was just not very good or efficient at all. But the defense, I thought, was what kept them in games.
I'm just glad that they seem to be giving my man Dino an opportunity to right his wrongs. Because I was very concerned for him. I won't lie to you.
I was worried about him. I was worried.
I feel like it's going to end well. Huh?
They probably couldn't afford to
hold his buyout.
That would be a double negative. So we just came off COVID. Where there's no people in the stands,
right?
So they're losing money on that risk and on that end, and then to fire the head coach to bring in another coach and a whole new staff, that's a double negative.
Yeah, that's a lot of money that you gotta.
And so if you don't if you're not that invested in that program, it's not worth taking the risk. Now this year, if he has the same type of year. Now, that's right. A different story.
Well, and here's the thing. Just like everyone else, Dino, man, get on over there into that transfer portal and rebuild your team.
I think he is.
Just grab a tin can and go to the outside the transfer portal office and just wait for the place to go. Because, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of players to save themselves.
Hold on. What's in the tin can?
Well, you know, you got to sometimes you got to beg for your freedom. You got to. I think this is going to be one of those times. Please come to Syracuse
and play it. You think there's an NIL letter in there? It might be an NIL letter with some sponsorship.
I mean, whatever. Listen, I'm not going to take
out just an orange. It's just an orange.
I'm not going to tell you how to run your program, Dino, but this feels like desperate times. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, brother.
It's hard to recruit to Syracuse, New York.
Use the Folgers big can and not the Van Camp pork and bean can. Don't use that one. Use the big one. Because you may have to sell a whole, you may have to put a whole lot of that can to get them to come. Because, whoo, it's rough right here. It's rough out here.
Hard in these streets.
It's going to be an interesting year, man, to see how this thing unfolds. But I think this is a rich, all total, man. This has been fun exercise, but I think it really. What's that?
So are we not going to pick kickers? Come on, man. You just going
to. Sure. Let's pick kickers.
Oh, yeah. Charlie.
I got my kicker.
Okay.
Are you going to pick a punter too, Charlie?
Yes, if I can. I was a punter, man. I mean, I punted.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
I've got my punter.
I have not looked at a punter. I won't even lie to the people that way. This is on the fly for me, so let's go with it.
My kicker is the one guy from the state of Florida that was consistent all year. I mean, we had a couple. The Florida kicker was pretty good as well. But Jose.
Say this last name, Charlie.
Oh, no.
It's got to be Borregales. Yeah, it's got to be Borregales. Borregales. All right.
Jose Borregales. That is my kicker.
That's your kicker. Jose Borregales, who runs a solid 4.9 in the 40.
Okay. Who needs speed when you can kick the ball between the uprights?
Very true, sir. Very true. Very true. Kendrick, I know you've studied this long and hard. Who is your kicker for our fantasy draft?
I've been pondering this and going back and looking at film and looking at trajectory, seeing how high the ball is in the air when it crosses the goalpost. So I'm going with the number two guy, Nick Pearson from Florida.
He's a good kicker. He's really good.
I'm just going to go with the second guy on the list. How about that? Well.
You know, I do have a little nuance when it comes to the punter, but if you look at the list, you know who I'm picking.
That is hilarious to me in every way. I'm going to go with the third guy on the list because he's also the tallest guy on the list. Blake Hobble from Ohio State.
Wobble, 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 hobble. Is that what you said?
That's hobble? What I said, hobble. I don't know. Is it hobble? Habel? Habil?
I think it is hobble. I do think
I think it's hobble. All right. So I go back the other way, right? So I'm going to stay with Ohio State.
Are we really picking two kickers?
Yeah.
We got to kick a punter. He said we got to pick a punter.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Ohio State because he's the second. Well, no, he's not the second tallest. Actually, he's not even the tallest. The number one guy on the punter list is the tallest, but I'm not picking him because I don't know him. But Drew Chrisman, he's solid. He is a solid, solid punter. He is averaging I don't know what he's averaging. But he's got to be good. Oh, he's averaging 44 yards a punt, which sounds good. So I'm going with Drew Chrisman.
My punter was considered at some point in the season the best player on his team because they struggled so much offensively.
Oh, I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
Max Duffy.
Max Duffy.
Max, but like Max, in real talk, Max is very good at putting the ball down inside the 5-yard line. He's very good at that.
Well, go ahead, Max. And he's fast. He runs a solid 4.8.
He can run off the field. He can run off the field fast.
You run off the field, you know.
Facing nobody down if they get past the people going down there. The
but if he can kick it and drop it within the 5, he doesn't have to do that. He can just he
can't worry about it.
He ain't got to worry about it. All right, now
Austin corner
for my guy. Now,
Charlie Ward is going to close us out. Here we go.
Are we going to do a long snapper too, Charlie?
No long snapper. We had to give the kicker and the punters.
Why not the long snappers?
You're such an instigator.
Hey, my guy reminds me of my cousin. My cousin was a punter. He also reminds me of Reggie Roby.
Okay.
I know where you're going.
He's a very smart kid because he goes to Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
Presley Harvin, III.
The third. I like him. And he's the shortest guy on the list.
He's the biggest guy, too.
Yeah, he's 263 pounds. That is a massive human being.
Yeah. So
that's a bowling ball.
Yeah, he's
he has some
5'11", 263.
He's gonna do some backup lineman stuff.
Yeah, some girth.
How's he kicking the ball?
Very carefully.
No, he kicks it nice.
I'm sure he can boom it at that size.
Yeah, he does have
he can flip the field.
Here's what's really surprising. He runs a 4.9.
You get all that going downhill. You can pick up some speed now.
I bet Presley can drop a lick on somebody too if you catch him at the right angle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. He can there block himself. He can block and then kick at the same time.
Ryan.
He can be the up back.
Yes, Ryan. We just pick kickers. That just happened.
I'm campaigning for the long snappers.
It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen at all. So this was a lot of fun.
Thomas Fletcher has a future.
Well, now that's really true, actually. We laughing about that, but Thomas Fletcher is probably going to end up being somebody's head coach at some point.
Hey, Thomas Fletcher is probably going to play in the league longer than most of these people getting drafted.
That's exactly right. Thomas got one job.
Yep.
You're right.
That's it. So,
hold on.
The last time we yelled a storm, we ran into a real situation.
This is very interesting because this is probably the first time we've talked about this.
Okay. But
one of the long snappers is Colton Menges.
Oh, from Alcorn State.
You're from Alcorn State.
Wow.
You know.
So let's give him a shout out. Let's hope he makes it.
Let's hope he makes
it. Shout out to the HBCUs.
Yeah.
Is he the only one? He might be the only one I've seen in a top list.
Yeah. He's the only one.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to stop. Stop.
You did good. You did good, Charlie, for sending all that love. You sent all that love. The NFL draft is next Thursday.
Thank goodness.
And should be an interesting one, ladies and gentlemen. Should be an interesting one. You definitely want to tune in that first day. That first day, I have a feeling. You know, we say this every year, that top 10, those top 10 picks are going to be crazy. And then it may not be. They may go exactly the way you think we all thought it would go.
I'm trying to, but I probably won't make it through the first 10 picks.
You won't?
I got a little something to do the next morning.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Derby weekend. That's Derby weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not snowing on the horse.
Yeah.
Are you excited about Derby this year?
I'm always excited for the day after Derby.
Touche. Touché. Is there a horse we need to be keeping our eye on? Who's the most talked about one right now?
Well, Brad Cox, he's got three horses. One of his horses is a favorite. His name is escaping me right now. My favorite horse, and it's funny, he's a Todd Pletcher horse, so he does have a legitimate trainer. He actually got an upset to get in, even get into the Derby. He got an upset at Aqueduct to even get in. His name is, he's a Kentucky bred horse.
Oh my God. This horse
named Bourbonic. And his jockey's name is Kendrick. Guess who's going to put five shekels down on him?
What's going to be weird is watching you at the Derby go, go Kendrick, go Kendrick. And people are going to be going, why are you doing that? Why are you calling your own name?
And Todd Pletcher, I learned today, Cowboys fan.
Oh, the stars are aligning. The stars are aligning for an upset win.
I guess the only reason why I found that out is because it was 30 degrees out there this morning. I had my Cowboys toboggan. And he was like, oh, you a Cowboys fan? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, it's not that many of us left.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Charlie, would you like to answer this question before we go?
I'm probably average like 37 point something.
What made you start your career as a punter?
What made me start?
Yeah, like were you you weren't just a punter in high school, right?
Yeah, I punted in high school.
Yeah, but you weren't solely a punter in high school.
No, I was a quarterback. I got quarterback, but I was a punter as well. I punted in high school. And they asked me, how it all came about was the punter that they had on scholarship, he tore his ACL.
Ah.
And so they asked me to compete for the punting job against the walk-on. And I end up winning the job.
Charlie, you beat out a walk-on. He was just trying to make the team. He's trying to fulfill the Florida State dream. You crushed it.
Man, what my deal? They decided. they told me to compete for the job.
Did the guy punt? Do you remember if he could punt or not? Was he
good? He could punt. He wasn't bad.
You couldn't have shanked a few so he could make the team?
I did shank a couple, one in Syracuse. It was really, really bad because I was trying to hit the top of the dome. I was trying to hit it so hard to where it went straight up and hit the top of the dome, and I ended up
in the game. You was doing that.
Yes.
Don't tell me I'm not an investigative journalist. We can put out the best stories of them.
But that was the only really shame. I mean, all the rest of them were pretty good. Oh, okay. They got the job done, I should say. Hang time, hang time was important.
Yeah.
The only regret I had was I had on the wrong shoes. I think if I would have had on these shoes that were tight fitting to the foot, I might have gotten a little bit more extra. So I might have averaged 39 or 40 yards.
Here we go.
If I'd have had those tight shoes like they wear today, I had the cloth, old cloth shoes that were baggy on your foot and really didn't fit it. So
that's hilarious.
But I do have one thing I want people to have a shout out or promo for tomorrow.
Okay.
I will be doing a coach's corner as we talk about implementing a shot clock.
Where is the coach's corner going to be at, Charlie?
It will be, you can find on, the Florida State Florida High Athletics Facebook page and YouTube page. And it'll be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. So just come and see how maybe we can get Kentucky involved, Indiana on there to where they can start you know, picking and prodding and seeing how we can get a shot clock in high school basketball.
The Florida State High School Football.
Florida High Athletics Facebook page and YouTube page.
Okay, Florida High Athletics Facebook and
YouTube
page.
Or maybe FSUS.
We'll put that in parentheses here.
But we're
it's 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
6:30.
6:30 tomorrow night, our time.
Yeah, Eastern time.
Yeah.
It should be good. Just good dialogue. Hopefully we can get it to where people start getting more interested. Actually, we're gonna get a chance to play this summer in our camp, showcase camp. Oh, with a shot clock in Georgia. Georgia's right the next state over.
So right.
How can we get it? Is what I'm saying. If Georgia has it, why can't we have it?
Your level of relentlessness toward the shot clock is admirable, Charlie.
I can see why he won the Heisman. I can see why he tried to hit the roof in Syracuse.
I also see that as well. Both things are very clear.
No, I didn't really care how far the ball went. I was just trying to.
What was the score, Charlie? I know you remember.
I don't remember the score, but the score ended as a blowout. I mean, it wasn't.
So at that point, you were like, "Hey, listen,
it didn't hurt us. Say that.
Let's just see what happens."
Yeah, it didn't really hurt us.
It didn't really hurt you at all.
They weren't really moving the ball anyway. Yeah.
Who was going to move the ball against y'all's defense?
We lost two games that year.
Was it the Notre Dame?
We lost to Southern Miss, and their quarterback's name was Brett Favre.
I was thinking Brett Favre. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw him beat Louisville with a Hail Mary at Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah. And then we lost to Clemson the next game. But then after that, we won 10 in a row.
That was a Charlie Ward humble flex.
I was just a punter.
Just a lowly punter.
Because of Coffin Corner Charlie.
Yeah, that was me. God bless each and every one of you. We will be back on Monday, draft week. That's Kendrick Haskins, Mr. Derby down there. That's Charlie Ward, the guy that's always trying to aim for his goals, even if his goals are domes in stadiums.
Real quick, I want to say the Derby favorite is Essential Quality. That was
Essential Quality. Okay, all right. Will we get another Triple Crown this year? We'll see. But not on this show. You're listening to Believe in the SEC. We'll see you next week.